This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Vote count results of 154 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress wins 52 seats, followed by CPN-UML with 40 and CPN Maoist Center with 10 seats. Repolling held at Budhinanda Municipality 5 of Bajura District. Vote counting in Dholaka and Shyangza yet to begin. And UN warns 500,000 more people will need humanitarian assistance in South Sudan next year. Now the news in detail. The vote count results of the November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and provincial assemblies continue to come. The results of 154 federal constituencies have been declared so far. As per the latest updates, Nepali Congress has won 52 seats in the House of Representatives, while the CPN-UML has won 40 seats in the House of Representatives. The CPN-Maoist Center has won elections in 17 federal constituencies. The CPN-Unified Socialist has secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have set victories in 7 constituencies each. Similarly, the Janata Samajwadi Party has secured 6 House of Representatives seats and equal number of independent candidates have won in the federal constituencies. The Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives and the Nagarik Unmukti Party has secured victories in 3 federal constituencies and independent candidates have won in 5 constituencies. Similarly, the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, the Nepal Lever and Patient Party and the Janamat Party set victory in 1 seat each in the House of Representatives. In Province Assembly, Nepali Congress has won 105 seats, while the CPN-UML has secured victories in 90 provincial constituencies. Likewise, the CPN-Maoist Center has secured victories in 53 seats, while the CPN-Unified Socialist has won 15 seats in provincial constituencies. The CPN-UML is leading in the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, the UML has garnered 2,273,765 votes as per the latest update. Nepali Congress is trailing with 2,169,951 votes. The CPN-Maoist Center is in the third place in the vote tally in the proportional category with 951,075 votes. Similarly, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is in fourth place in the vote tally with 915,079 votes. Meanwhile, in the Province Assembly, Nepali Congress got victories in 104 places, CPN-UML in 85 places, CPN-Maoist Center in 52 places, the Unified Socialist Party in 13 places and Rashtriya Swatantra Party in 12 places, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party in 11 places and Janata Samajwadi Party in 9 places. Repolling has taken place at Nandeshwari Polling Station of Budhinanda Municipality 5 of Bajura District. The Office of the Chief Returning Officer said the polling took place from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. yesterday in a peaceful environment. The voting of the November 20 election at this polling station was suspended after a dispute emerged between Nepali Congress and CPN-UML cadres over casting of fake votes. 579 votes were cast out of 999 voters of the polling center. Similarly, the vote count in Shyangza and Dholaka has not started yet. The Election Commission says it has been investigating the case of election fraud in both constituencies. The vote counting process has been halted in Sunsari Constituency 4 after Nepali Congress candidate demanded the resumption of the vote count only after investigating the matter of electoral frauds. In an all-party meeting yesterday, Nepali Congress candidate and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki claimed that there were frauds in vote counting in his constituency. The meeting was called after representatives of the Nepali Congress protested, claiming electoral frauds. The Nepali Congress claimed that 606 votes received by the party were added to the vote numbers garnered by the CP and UML candidate Jagdish Prasad Kusiyat. Deepak Bohra of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Rupandehi Constituency 3. He defeated his nearest contender, Home Minister Balkrishna Khand of the Nepali Congress, with a margin of 2,681 votes. Bohra garnered 36,717 votes, while Khand received 34,036 votes. The Nepali Congress candidate Sita Gurung has won the election to the House of Representatives from Terathum. She defeated her closest rival Bijay Subba of the CPN-UML. Gurung received 19,702 votes, while CPN-UML Subba garnered 18,623 votes. Likewise, Nepali Congress candidate Dr. Sunil Sharma has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Morang Constituency 3. He defeated his nearest rival CPN-UML's Bhanubhakta Dhakal by a wide margin of 22,716 votes. Sharma garnered 48,613 votes, while Dhakal received 25,897 votes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting yesterday. According to Chairman Prachanda Secretariat, the discussion was focused on the election results received so far and developed political scenario. The meeting was held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed on ending corruption through proper law enforcement of sustainable peace and good governance. Addressing a program organized by the Anti-Corruption Academy Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari said corruption stood as a great barrier to the development of the country, saying good governance is the first and essential condition of the development of the country. President Bhandari said that only proper enforcement of laws could give the desired results. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A UN report says some 9.4 million people in South Sudan will need humanitarian assistance and protection services next year, half a million more than the current number. According to the 2023 South Sudan Humanitarian Needs Overview report published on Friday, more people will face a food insecurity in 2023. Currently, nearly a third of 12.4 million people living in South Sudan are facing severe food insecurity. As per the report, humanitarian conditions have been worsened by pandemic, violence, conflict, access constraints, operational interference, and climate change effects. Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan has spoken to a huge crowd of supporters in his first public appearance since being shot at and injured 3 weeks ago. Crowds gathered for a rally in the city of Rawalpindi, taking flags and signs. The former cricket star urged them to live without fear of death. One person was killed and several others injured during the attack earlier this month, which unfolded Khan led a similar event. The former Prime Minister was injured in his right leg and underwent surgery. He has accused members of the current government of plotting the attack in Wazirabad. Authorities have rejected the accusation and released a video supporting to show a confession from a man that described, purporting to show rather a confession from a man that described as the only suspect in the shooting. Now we take you to the FIFA updates. In the match held under the FIFA World Cup group match that is being held in Qatar yesterday, in the match between Tunisia and Australia, Australia wins Tunisia with a goal difference of 1-0. Similarly, in the match between Poland and Saudi Arabia, Poland win Saudi Arabia with 2-0 goal difference. In the match between France and Denmark, France wins Denmark with 2-1 goal difference. And in the match between Argentina and Mexico, Argentina wins Mexico with 2-0 goal difference. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. And it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Vote count results of 154 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress wins 52 seats, followed by CPN UML with 40 and CPN Maoist Centre with 10 seats. Repolling held at Budhi Nanda Municipality, 5 of Bajura District, vote counting in Dholaka and Shiangsa yet to begin. And UN warns 500,000 more people will need humanitarian assistance in South Sudan next year. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.